Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Booneville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booneville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Booneville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Booneville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonevillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I'll now pause for 15 seconds. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Me, I had to take a second and swallow. Not a whole lot. Sitting watching a couple of programs, and that's about it. I was getting a few things ready to mail out for tomorrow, and see, that two boxes going, two similar items. When you know I packed the wrong one in the wrong box. So I had to take it out, change everything around again, but no big deal, just a little bit more tape. So that's pretty much it. Quite chilly all day here. Didn't get out. Oh, let me turn that one down. Didn't get outside too much, just for a few minutes, and that was about it. Sherry took a walk around the, well, if you want to call it a block. Kind of a, well, anyway, it's a stretch. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. Nothing really exciting, but the day went by in a hurry. N5AOW, back to net control.
All right, yeah, it did go by pretty quick, didn't it? Well, it seems like the net's about as active tonight as it was for you there last night. So far, you're the only one to check it. So, I don't know. It's gotten quiet here over the last couple of nights. It's been going pretty good here lately. So, well, maybe everybody's just coming in late. But, yeah, good luck mailing that out. We're supposed to have another cold one here tonight, I guess, 10 below or something. And then they're supposed to get a big snowstorm there out to the east, southeast there, and over there in the city. So, maybe that's where all the snowmobilers will be heading now, going down into the five boroughs to go snowmobiling. Well, we'll have to see. All right. Have a good one. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
KD2AIT, this is KA3PFB, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo Bill, now in Warrendale at Hump. Temperature here in western Pennsylvania is 31 degrees, and we are under a snowfall advisory here. We're going to have snow till next couple days, predicting 4 to 6 inches. I don't like to shovel snow, so I'm going to invite anyone to come down and help me out. The shovel will be on the porch, and those who are ambitious and have an initiative can enjoy the snow. Back over net control, we are calling through the Echolink system, and this is Bill in Warrendale. Back over net control, good evening to everybody.
Okay, Bill, yeah, it looks like you're getting off easy. The one I was reading the National Weather Service bulletin there for the city down there in Connecticut, and he's expected 20 to 30 inches of snow, blowing snow at 20 degrees. So it's going to be that's going to be miserable down there. I used to drive truck down in the city down there years ago, and boy, you know, they get all them snow banks down there, and them cars that are parked on the road get closer and closer to the center of the road. Pretty soon you have a hard time driving the truck through there, and or anything else. And with the blowing snow, it's going to be miserable in there for if it happens the way they say. So you might get off the hook there kind of easy with 4 to 6 inches of snow. But good luck with it, and hopefully it won't be too bad, and hopefully it'll be a nice light snow so you can get it out of the way quick. All right, well, thanks for checking in there, Bill, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, we got up this morning. We slept right in up at camp for the first time in a long time I slept in, and I didn't get up till 9 o'clock in the morning, which is pretty late for me. So I got up, and I got the camp cleaned up, and it was a real sunny day. I can tell you, my solar batteries were charged up before 10 o'clock, so that was kind of nice. And I got out of there, got packed up, got the snowmobile back up into the truck, and then had no problem doing that. Sometimes it can be hard getting that thing on the trailer by yourself and getting it all on there, but I didn't have any problem this time. And then got back home and didn't do a lot here. We had lunch with the family, and I proceeded to take a real long nap, and I watched a movie in between there, too. So it was definitely one of them lazy Sundays once I finally got home. So hoping we get a little bit of snow out of this. It'd be nice. They're not really predicting much, maybe a couple inches here, but I tell you, I'm looking at the snowmobile trails, and they're looking a little brown, so we could definitely use, 3, 4, 5 inches there to kind of soften it up a little bit. Well, we'll see. All right, this is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Well, a quiet one. Unusual for a Sunday. Usually they're pretty busy, but I guess everybody's got plans here tonight. So I would like to now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, return the frequency of radio amateur use. I'd like to thank the two Bills there, one from Otter Lake and one from Warrenville, for checking in tonight. And say 73s to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Jeff, thanks for being there. KD2AIT, KA3TFB, signing off the Echo Link system. Good evening to all.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations coming out, please.
10-5 ALW, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
10-5 ALW, hello, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it, as always. Looking for additional stations.
This is N2WBX. Good evening. No traffic.
Good evening, Dennis. N2WBX. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations? Any other stations for Arkham? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3s for all listening on the side, as well as to both of you. 7-3s. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2 Zelenza.